Okay, Blake, this is episode 4 of our 6-week check-in, the last of our 6-week check-in episodes. And today, in this episode, we're going to be talking about everything we learned from Dan Scanlon.
Dan the man.
Who's, is he our poster boy? Is he on our walls as a poster? What do you describe him as?
Well, he's not on my wall, but Chizzy was good, wasn't he?
He's the poster boy for keeping fit till you're 80.
Wow. So that was one of my big takeaways from our discussion with Dan was like, I love the fact that he set this goal that, he doesn't want his physicality, his body to change from where he is at the moment in terms of his age. What was he? 50?
He's 58.
58 to 80. Like he said, I want to be in the same physical shape at 80 years old. That was a game changer for me. Like what he's done is reset the goalposts in my mind, right? So prior to that conversation, I was like, right, like keep going till you're 60. Like get to 60 and keep exercising, you know, and you're going to back off a bit, but be in relatively good shape to 60.
Dan's not backing off.
Well, that's it. So I reckon I have categorically changed the goalposts in terms of what I'm aiming at, in terms of physical fitness. I'm going 80. I might even go beyond.
Well, at your 50th, you said you were not convinced this is the halfway point of your life.
I did say that.
So
I did say that, yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in however old you are, plus or minus, I don't know, how many years you got to go? 20-something?
The other thing that I took away is protein, like in terms of fueling.
Mm.
He said you gotta do weight training. You could do, you know, body resistance, weight resistance training, and what do you say? That's the elixir.
That's the life fountain elixir. Of youth.
Yeah,
youth.
did he say youth?
No, I just said youth.
Right. Okay. And the need to put protein into our body.
Yes, which I don't know whether that's controversial. But it's certainly not consistent with what other people say when you read up about nutrition. And he did put a caveat around this. He's his own person. He knows what works for him because there are trains of thought, you know, in cycle training, for example, that carbohydrates are the first energy stores that you need to use. So you need to have a lot of carbs in the system, protein for recovery. That's maybe more of a traditional sort of approach to it. But his diet is something that we need to unpack probably with a nutritionist to really understand. But he, same way as you, really opened my eyes to what's possible.
Yeah.
And the first time this happened to me, I think I was in my 20s. I'd given up all hope of ever really competing in any sort of way, any sort of meaningful fashion at any sort of level. And
in what?
Oh, in any sort of sport. I held on for a long time, hoping something would happen.
What did you actually think was going to happen?
Who knows, Blake? I think I was just a immature 20-year-old thinking, I could still make it as a runner or something like that.
What, and represent Australia? Or?
I don't know, just sort of go a lot further than
What, were you delusional?
Clearly, I'd had either too many carbs or not enough protein, one of the two. But it was around that time that Wolverine came out and Hugh Jackman, who's got to be 10 years older than me, maybe more, he was in his mid-30s maybe at the time.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and went, okay. I just sort of thought, maybe because I was just following friends who were in elite sport, you know, once you hit 30, they're deemed as sort of, you know, you're done. Yet he looked unbelievable, still looks unbelievable today. And you look at Dan, as people keep going and they keep eating well and they keep exercising, keep moving. And Dan said in his episode, you know, burpees, physios don't like them, but it is a functional move. It's getting up off the ground.
Yeah.
And don't you always want to be able to get up off the ground? You don't have to get up in an explosive manner, but if your body is used to that functional movement, that's pretty handy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that, the simplicity around what he said there. Like we're talking about floor to skies and burpees and it's just getting up off the ground. That's all it is. Yeah. You want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call. So.
So what have I changed?
Yeah,
what six have you weeks. Done? So I think it's been less than 6 weeks since we actually talked to Dan. I'm going to say it's about 4. But I have definitely changed my view on the way that I, I look at my week and I've tried to fit in at least 3 resistance type training sessions in a week.
Yep.
Yes. Probably not enough time to notice any difference.
Yep. I'm looking at you now.
You're looking at me now like I'm bursting out of this.
Jeez, that t-shirt looks tight.
Yeah, extremely tight. No, but I haven't noticed anything in particular, but I think mentally I'm just going, I know that this is going to have a good long-term impact for me.
Yeah.
And it will obviously help the other things that I do, be it cricket or cycling or just getting up off the ground.
Yeah.
If I'm doing it under load and getting stronger as a result.
Yeah. So I made a change at the beginning of this year.
Mm.
So spent a lot of last year doing HIIT type of exercises, running intermittently, some weight training. And at the beginning of this year, I changed and started doing weight training and trying to get in at least 3 and sometimes up to 5 weight training sessions a week. And I know what you're thinking. Like, have a look at him.
Mm. You think I'm bursting out of my t-shirt?
Here's what I've learned. Like, one, it absolutely makes me feel better physically. 100% makes me feel better physically. 2, it is so hard to put muscle on, I think, as you get older. Like, I've been really consistent. And I think I do most in terms of like counting macros and getting the right levels of protein, the right levels of carbohydrates and right levels of fat in my body. It takes time. It is, you just have to be super disciplined, super consistent, well, I find for me anyway, to make those gains, as they say. Like, it just does take time and consistency. But for me, like, this is my path. I'm going to continue doing this. Yes, I'm going to, I want to put more HIIT stuff back in and I'll do some more running, but I think weight training is here to stay.
So how do you know, what's your goal with this? And, full disclosure to our worldwide audience, Blake won a bench press competition.
Oh, I did too.
I forgot about that. Well, yeah. What's that trophy doing around your neck?
Yeah. What's that photo you've showed me 100 times? Yeah, I did. But I was at the local gym, and I'm not shouting to anyone. I've won a bench press competition. But what's the long game?
What's the game? Like, how do you just, what's progress?
Just, so it's, just, to me, just like, I don't have a outcome other than longevity. Like, that's the outcome that I'm looking for.
And that I think from a mental point of view is very hard to get your head around, knowing that what I'm doing today and what I've done for the past 6 weeks is going to benefit me in the future.
Yeah.
Because you don't get those tangible results. You're not trying to increase your size.
Yeah.
You're just trying to maintain, maybe get some advantages, but pretty much holding on now.
Yeah. I don't want to be holding on. Like, I want to get those advantages. The other advantage, or, the other thing I'm trying to do is just as I wander from, one side of the bedroom to the other, Amelia looks at me and just throws herself at me going, how good does this guy look?
Doesn't have an allergic reaction to you anymore.
Exactly right.
That's good.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So there's a bit of vanity just mixed in with that, isn't there?
Of course.
But, summer's coming up. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. That's right. What else you get from Dan?
Well, I thought that HIIT training, high intensity interval training, would be the cornerstone of, your weekly routines. But it turns out it's like the cream on top, and you have other benefits that go along with that.
Accelerant, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. So maybe if you plan out a perfect week, it'd probably be Monday, Wednesday, Friday lifting heavy things, Tuesday, Thursday, HIIT. Something else on Saturday and Sunday, but probably a rest day somewhere.
Yeah.
But as Dan said, you got to build up to this. He doesn't take rest days anymore. But for the average punter out there, if you haven't started doing anything, don't build a week like that.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea. Yeah. Start doing something, then start increasing the frequency of it, then the intensity of it, and then the duration of it.
Yeah.
And then you can start building out a week, a month, or whatever. And as Dan said, you get so many gains early on. So it's actually really rewarding when you do something from the, you know, when you're starting from fresh, your gains will be really quick.
Yeah. The other thing that I've learned over the last 6 weeks is there's always something to learn.
Like yes.
There is just, you know, a little tidbit here and a tip there. And like there's always something to keep you thinking about, you know, how can I improve my health, get better health, ensure that I'm future-proofing my health to the best of my ability. And you, obviously we can't control everything. But there's always something you can learn.
Yeah. I also think one of the things I've changed my mindset around in the last probably year or so is because, you know, you're not going to get those gains that you would have in the past, maybe looking at Dan, maybe there is a gain to be made somewhere in here, but also just enjoying the journey and enjoying the things you're doing. The other thing that I learned from Dan when it turns to high intensity stuff is the harder you go, the better the gains.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to go genuinely hard.
Yeah.
As he said.
I took that away too because like we talked about, you know, those days that you rock up, you're a bit hungover. I think we mentioned your shorts could be too tight or whatever it is and that
your shorts are seriously tight.
That you just don't go hard. Well, I think you've just got to go. You've got to. Well, I'm going to tomorrow morning, and as we wander in, just flick the switch and just go as hard as possible again. Because you're there, you might as well get that. You might as well get as much benefit as you possibly can.
That's a good point. And if you're only there for 30 to 45 minutes, for example, in a class or going to the gym, if you're not going to do much else for the rest of the day in terms of physical high, you know, the high intensity or heavy weight resistance, you may as well, if you got out of bed, you went there, you may as well do something.
Have a crack at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's obviously a shitload of other things that you can benefit from, hanging out with the community, your friends, people that you like to hang out with.
Yes.
Obviously there's all of those benefits, but from a ultimate physical gain, yeah, go your hardest.
Mm.
All right, well, let's give that a crack tomorrow when we wander in through the big doors of H&T.
Yep, we'll do that. And that's the end of our six-week check-in. We've done 4 episodes now of our six-week check-in, so we'll check in again in, I don't know, 12, 24 weeks. I don't know, Blake.
I don't know either.
Do you know?
I've got no idea, but we'll check in at some stage.
See you, Doolanders.
Ciao.